We'd like to say we're glad to be here tonight. You pray for us. Just a minute, we'd be able to get ourselves out of the way. Do that, we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. If you want to read with us, we're going to read some out of the book of St. Luke, the first chapter. First chapter of the book of St. Luke. Strange, maybe, what we got, but it's what we got. So you bear with us. We will, I don't know, we're going to read a good portion of it, so you just bear with us, it's fairly lengthy. Just don't go to sleep on it. We're going to start with that of the first verse. It says, "For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judah, a certain priest named Zechariah, of the course of Abiah, and his wife was the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. They were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went in to the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. There appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard. And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be the great, be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. He shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zechariah said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? for I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and assure thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. And the people waited for Zechariah and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak unto them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple. For he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. And it came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration was accomplished, he departed to his own house. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months, saying, thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among men. And in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, and of the house of David, and of the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? The angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the 6th month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zechariah and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For, and behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He has shewed strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats, exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich hath sent empty away. He hath opened his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy. And as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever, and Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned to her own house. Now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered. She brought forth a son. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass that on the 8th day they came to circumcise the child. And they called him Zechariah, after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, Not so, but he shall be called John. They said unto her, There is none of thy kindred that is called by this name. And they made signs to his father how he would have him called. He asked for a writing table and wrote, saying, His name is John. And they marveled all, and his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised God. And fear came on all that dwelt round about them. And all those sayings were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all they that heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, What manner of child shall this be? And the hand of the Lord was with him. And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. And he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us, that we, being delivered out of the land of our enemy, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the deserts till the day of his showing unto Israel. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter of the book of St. Luke, first chapter. We know tonight this is a wonderful, and we know this is, I know, and you do too, we don't hear much about any of this until it's around Christmas time, and then we hear a little bit about that. But nonetheless, it's strange, something tonight, but nonetheless, we'll try our best to leave that with you, that we feel the Lord's laid on our heart. This is a wonderful scripture. It's a wonderful scripture. And the Bible says here, even in the beginning, that Luke made mention, he said that he was going to leave these things. He is going to tell these things because he knew these things. And he said, that of which we know, and he said, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus. He said, I'm just going to give you the details, in other words, of that of which, what we believe, what's going on, what's coming. Now you'll find, and I say again, it might be a little strange, but there had never been a man named John in the Scripture. Never. Not till this time. The first John, there's only four mentioned in the Word of God. You can find out these, and you well know all of them. And it's only mentioned in the New Testament. And even the name John is mentioned 133 times in 100 different chapters. Now, there's our different verses. Let me put it that way. Get it right. And they was four. And it talks about all four of them. But in this scripture, we're talking about John. Now, I'm going to leave this with you. It's what I've got. Don't understand altogether everything. The Bible says that when Luke began to tell Theophilus what was going on, he started with that of Zechariah, that of which God was putting in place for the forerunner of Jesus Christ to be born. That forerunner, brethren and sister, was born in a manner something sort of like that of Abraham and Sarah. They is in their old age, well stricken. It's what the Scripture says. And Elizabeth was well in her age. And the Bible says that when Zechariah had went to the temple to do his ministration, brethren, that while he is there, he began to pray. And the Scripture says that God heard his prayer. God heard his prayer, and he sent an angel by the name of Gabriel down there to talk to Zechariah. And he told Zechariah, he said, so Elizabeth's going to conceive, and said, she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name John. John, he didn't ask him what he was going to call him. Brethren, he didn't ask him whether he liked the word John or not, but he said, thou shalt call his name John. I think it's important that we take notice, brethren, that God has set in force. The Bible says that Zechariah, and I'll just be honest with you, I don't think he done anything out of course, but he said, how in the world am I going to know this thing's coming to pass? In other words, I believe you, but I just don't believe you. Don't you think that's about the way it'd be?
Huh? Don't you think? You say, preacher, what do you mean? Brethren, John was going to be born, and John, my friend, was going to be the predecessor to the Lord Jesus Christ. And Gabriel told that of Zechariah. He said, okay. He said, you ain't going to be able to talk. You're going to be dumb. Not be able to talk, my friend, until this thing come to pass. Brethren, I don't know how many times that he had wrote to Elizabeth, but he wrote sometime, he said, the son's name shall be called John. John. They had never heard of a John. Can you imagine, my friend, being the first one named John? Most folks, my friend, they'll get into the lineage of something, and they'll try to put a name in somewhere. They might not be the first name. My dad went by Buddy. That's all I ever knowed him, Bud and Buddy. I never did. I was a teenager before I ever knowed what his real name was. He is named after some of his kin folks, and it was his middle name. But his name was Lelton Anderson Jackson. L.A. Jackson. I didn't know that. Had no clue. Buddy's all I ever know, and that's all anybody know. That was his name. But my granddaddy was Johnny, and I didn't know this till I got to digging, but his middle name was Anderson. And then I come to find out that his dad and his middle name was Anderson. It just goes back and back and forth. And you'll find that all the way through the scriptures. You'll find the people round about come in and they said, we're going to call him Zechariah. Huh? We're going to call him Zechariah. And the mother said, not so. His name is John, or his name, he shall be called John. Why, none of your kin folks is named John. Where'd you come up with John? Now, think about it, my friend. There's a reason that God done this. There's a reason, my friend, that God made Zechariah dumb like he was. Just because he didn't believe that of the angel Gabriel. There's a lot of times, I'm going to say this, you may not have it, but there's a lot of times, my friend, that we become dumb. We cannot speak because we don't believe tonight. Do you know that? Preacher, you're going to get on to us yet. Not a bit. Not a bit. That ain't what. That's not here. I want you to know, Luke wanted Theophilus to know, brethren, the real, real important thing that we believe. He was getting to it. Brethren, Jesus was fixing to be born. Yes, sir. Mary, Gabriel, come again, did he not? Come down, the Bible said, and spoke unto Mary. And Mary, my friend, she didn't know altogether what the salutation meant at that time, but she believed. And she went to her cousin Elizabeth. The Bible says she spent 3 months with her. And Elizabeth was 6 months at that time. So she left right before John was born. That's the way I take it. Brethren, and when John was coming into this world, that of Zechariah's tongue being loosed, thank God he prophesied about what John was coming for and about what Jesus was coming for. Yes, he did. Brethren, this chapter, brethren, if you was living in the day and time that they were, my friend, this was news from heaven. Yes, it was. They weren't altogether looking for that. Brethren, there's a lot of things that Brother Luke has made mention of in his scripture. Brethren, that the rest of them didn't in their gospels. Do you know that? He wrote some other things. He got into some things. I don't know about you, but I'm glad he got into this. I most certainly am. And he, not only that, he got right into the lineage, brethren, of that of Christ. All the way back to Adam. Yes, he did. Now, I know Matthew gets pretty deep, but he didn't go as deep as Luke. Luke, my friend, wanted them to understand this thing just didn't be done in a corner. It just didn't come out of the desert. Thank God it was all the way back to the beginning of this thing. That's what he wanted them to know. Yes, it was. And thou shalt be called John. Thou shalt be called John. I think about names a lot of times. Don't you? I don't know. I think about names a lot of times. You go back in the scriptures, if you say the name of Moses, now about everybody knows about Moses. You know that? Far as I know, they wouldn't but one Moses. Is that right? You go back and you talk about Abraham, my friend, and they, as far as I can recollect, they wasn't but one Abraham. Isaac, Jacob, Esau, Cain, and Abel. Yes, the blood of Jesus Christ speaketh better things than that of the blood of Abel, which cried out. You recognize things by name. Brother John. John the Baptist. Because he baptized. Yes, sir. When the Lord come to him there in one place, he said, I'm not going to let you baptize me. He said, I have need to be baptized of thee. Huh? Why did he say such things? Brethren, because he was bringing something greater than John was. Was he not? Thank God. There's some important facts in this verse chapter. First chapter. There's some important things. There's some things. They are throughout the Word of God. Don't get me wrong. But I believe Luke, my friend, wanted to pinpoint, brethren, and let Theophilus know, and those of that day, brethren, he wanted them to understand what John was doing here and what John's office was. And not just that, but that Jesus was coming right behind him. Brethren, the Redeemer. That's what Zechariah prophesied. He said he's redeemed his people. He's visited us. He's brought that of which the prophets had prophesied of. They hadn't seen it. They was waiting on it. Some folks, my friend, the Bible says, and you know the scripture, on the eighth day when they took Jesus down and they all went to be taxed. There's one Simeon, was they not? There's one Simeon, I believe it was his name. And when he saw the Christ child, he come and he took him, did he not, in his arms. Thank God. And he says, Now thy servant can go in peace. Yeah, glory. He said, I have seen the consolation of Israel. The babe. You say, preacher, he wasn't able, my friend, to save anybody. He is just a babe. Thank God he saw him. And he knew through prophecy and through the Spirit of God that this was the Redeemer. He knowed that. Spirit of God showed him that. The Spirit of God showed Elizabeth, my friend, did it not? The Holy Ghost came upon her. She prophesied and talked about Mary and how she is magnified among women. Did she not? Now, there's one thing that's in common. Now, I believe this. Brethren, it takes the Holy Ghost, my friend, to believe. It does. Well, preacher, one of them said over there in the book of Acts, said, why, we ain't even heard whether there be a Holy Ghost. That what they said? 19th chapter, I believe it is. After the Holy Ghost had came. They said, we've not even heard whether there be a Holy Ghost. But thank God they was. And the Bible said they received the Holy Ghost, brethren, as they did on the day of Pentecost. Yes, sir, it was coming. There's something, my friend, about the Holy Spirit, brethren, that it talks to you. It shows you. Brethren, it helps me and you believe. Thank God those things which are not seen tonight. I didn't see all this coming, did you? You get to read, Zechariah didn't see it a coming. Not in his day. But all he has prayed about, my friend, was that the womb, brethren, might be opened up of that of his wife, that she be not barren. Yes, sir? Yes, sir? And God heard his prayer. God heard his prayer. Ain't it good? Ain't it good that God just hear your prayer? These folks round about, my friend, they think they've got a lot of things, but I'm going to be honest with you. The truth of it is, brethren, it means something for God to hear you. When you pray, my friend, don't you expect God to hear you? Don't you? Don't you pray in such a manner, my friend, that you expect God to give you an answer? Most of the time we want it right then. Truth of it is, sometimes it comes right then sometimes it don't come right then. Sometimes it don't come for a while. I think about Brother Buddy many a time. He said, I've wondered how often I should pray about something. They said, and Christ went and prayed three times. He said, I got my answer. Three times. What he said? Your daddy. Yeah. He said it many a time. Many a time. You know what? You pray, thank God, until something happens. You pray, don't you? I don't think you can put a number on it. I really don't. Bible said that Elijah sent that servant out seven times, did he not? I believe he prayed the first time, don't you? I do. I believe he prayed the first time. Go see what you can see. Huh? Come back, he didn't see nothing, did he? Huh? Some of us get a little discouraged, my friend, when it comes prayer time. Because it just don't happen right then. But you can't get discouraged. You can't get discouraged in this way. You know that we're in this new and living way, my friend, that they was looking for. That of which they was looking for to come, my friend, we're living in the midst of it today. Most definitely. Man asked me the other night, he said, do you think we've been in one day since Christ came? I said, I sure do. I sure do. He said, well, there's a lot of you. I said, well, I guess they are. But that's, I do. One day. One day. You say, preacher, not so. We all different ages. I ain't talking about a day. But brethren, we're in the same day. That day, my friend, since the Lord Jesus Christ had come in here, is one day. One day. There's too many things. I just thought that John, I told you it's strange. It's all I had. John, John. His name shall be called John. It's needful. It's important, brethren, that we do that, that we feel the Lord has put on us to do. It's probably going to be a strange thing. Have you ever had to do that? A strange thing? I have. Most of you probably have. Had to do a strange thing. Had to do something that just didn't look like it was going to work. Didn't matter which way you put it in. It just wasn't going to work. But you know why it did work? Because the Lord said that that was what you're supposed to do. Now, you can think about things. I think about my life a lot of times, and I think about the journey that I've been on. I didn't start out with great big plans, but I had some plans. I had some plans. You know what I figured out? You know what I found out? My plans, I might as well forget them. Just boom. Huh? What do you mean, boom, Randy? The Lord was trying to direct me in a different way. He was trying to direct me in a different proportion. Now, you might think, well, preacher, it shouldn't be hard to do. Well, it is. It is. Sometimes it is. If you're going this way and the Lord says go this way, it's hard. It's difficult. It most certainly is. I had no clue in this world that I'd be a preacher. I never even thought about preaching. Didn't cross my mind to be a preacher. But when the Lord started dealing with me about preaching, I'll be quite frank with you. I don't know that I run from it. I just wanted to know that that's what I had to do or supposed to do. I can't say I've had to do it. I had choices. I have. I've had choices. I had choices in my life. Whether I do like I'm doing or whether I go the other way. I'm going to tell you something, just to be honest with you. I believe with all my heart that John would not have fit anywhere else. Bible said that He, my friend, that the Holy Ghost was upon him in his mother's womb. Is that not right? Brethren, when he come out, he is going to have to lean to something. And if he is going to have a happy life, he is going to lean to the Holy Ghost. He is going to lean that way. Yes, sir. You can buck this thing all you want to. You can walk against the wind all you want to. You can. And a lot of folks do. And a lot of folks are. And I've thought a lot of times, I really have, I've thought a lot of times, brethren, just naturally speaking, my friend, it wasn't wrong, brethren, to do certain things. Do you know that? It just wasn't wrong. But the truth of it is, the Lord didn't want me involved in some things. And therefore, it would have been wrong had I got myself entangled. Do you know that? Preacher, I don't understand what you say. You probably don't. You probably don't. But I do. I understand. There's some things, my friend, when I first started out, before I ever started preaching, that I did. I had a plan. I had some plans. I was going to do this and that. And that. You know, and when I started preaching, I'm just honest. I'll just tell you, when I started preaching, when I give up the call, whatever you want to call it, when I give in to the preaching, my friend, aspect of what the Lord wanted me to do, there wasn't but one happy place I was in. You know that? That's when I was preaching. When I was where I ought to be. Fact. When I was ought to be. Why, preacher, you ought to have done this and ought to have done that. I've seen them do that. I've seen men do that. You know what? The Lord has showed me men that's done these things. Yes, He has. Yes, He has. And He showed me some things on down the road. Now, I'm going to say this, and you don't take it wrong, but I'm going to say this. There's a lot of obstacles get in our way. And brethren, when obstacles start getting in your way, my friend, you lose some desire. You lose some desire to do that God have you to do. You'll do it. John, think about it. He dwelled in the deserts. That's what the Bible said. He dwelt in the deserts. Why didn't the Lord just let him dwell with the other people? There's a reason. Think about it. You say, preacher, this don't mean a whole lot to nobody. I told you I had a strange one anyway. And it is strange. But John, my friend, I believe he done that God had him to do. And when it was time for John to come out of that wilderness, brethren, he come out. Yes, he did. And he didn't look too good either. No, he looked like he'd been in the desert. Think about it. They didn't know he was eating locusts and wild honey, was he not? Girded with a... Yeah, exactly what I said. Didn't look too good. I'm persuaded. Didn't look too good. But did you know this? When he come preaching, he had followers. Yes, sir. He had followers. He had people that believed. Luke left this report with Theophilus. And I don't know altogether whether Theophilus, my friend, knowed a whole lot about what Luke was talking about. He probably had never heard it, just to be honest with you. But I believe he had confidence in Luke to tell him the truth. And I believe if he looked at that Luke had told him, I believe he found it to find that it followed out to be true. It come to pass, just like Luke had told him. I believe there's a lot of folks today that wants to take this word and they want it to fit their circumstance. They want it to just wrap around and say what they want it to say. It don't do that. It's just as sure, it's a standard just as sure as I'm standing here. It's a rule. It's a judgment. Yes, it is. But it's also life. It's life. You know, these folks that can't find life in that word. You get to reading, I don't know, or you do or not. We get to reading sometimes and that thing, it just comes alive. And I'll be honest with you. You could say it, and if it's right, if the Lord is opening things up to you, you'll read chapter after chapter and not realize how many you've read. Huh? Why, preacher? It's just like a chain. Just one link right up with another. And that chain ain't gonna break. Do you know that? It ain't gonna break. There's a reason it links up like that. They most certainly are. I let it link all it will. Don't you? I do. I just let it link all it will. Because there'll come a day, my friend, that'll come alive to me again. Again. You say, preacher, does it come? It does. It gets real. Brother, you can take that right there and eat that, and it'll do more for you than your necessary food. Yes, it will. Most definitely. So, his name was John. Strange? Maybe. Lot in it, more than I can get out. I believe it to be the truth. I do. I believe the Lord sent it for a purpose and a reason. And I do believe that the Lord will, He'll show you some things on the way. He will. He'll reveal some things to you. He will. And when He does, you don't have to worry about where it come from. Because it will stand. Anybody got anything you need to say or do?